Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we come to Daniel chapter 3, and we'll be looking specifically at verses 16 through the end of the chapter to open up this whole chapter for us, one of the most well-known passages of the book of Daniel, where we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not bowing before the image which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So let us read together the word of Almighty God. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, lyre, and harp, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship and shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, saying, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it is usually heated. And he commanded certain men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "for I see 4 men walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men on whose body the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, God, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word, and yielded their bodies that they should not worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which seeks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Thus far the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. As we look at this passage of God's word, so often we in this world see that we're called to do things which are against the commandments of God. One of them in this passage is that the men Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are called by the king to do that which is not allowed by God, worship some other god, worship this image which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And as we are on this earth called by man to do things which are against God's commandments, we are not allowed to. We must understand that it is not something that we have the right to say, well, somebody told me I had to, therefore I'm going to. No, when God says, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not lie, these things are not questions. These are absolute commands of God. And so as we look at this passage of God's word, we see that God's children are called to worship and serve only him, even in the fiery furnace. God's children are called to worship and serve only him, even in the fiery furnace. In verses 16 through 18, we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego professing their faith in danger. In verses 19 through 25, we see that God saves them from danger. And in verses 26 through 30, we see that God's name is praised. So first of all, we see them professing their faith while they are in danger. They don't answer in fear. Notice they say that we have no need to answer you in this matter. Actually, I like the translation in the Old King James slightly better. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. We need to understand that this is not a bad situation to be in. Even when it is a situation in which we have a physical danger, a danger to our lives, this is not a problem. We need to stand before people in the truth of the Word of God without fear. Matthew 10, verse 19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. In Philippians 1, 28, and do not be terrified by your adversaries, which to them is proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. Even when there are people against us because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is a proof to us that we're actually holding it. I read today on a internet source that somebody was saying, you know, if we haven't had to give up anything to be a Christian, then we've bought into American Christianity, and that's not real Christianity so often, sadly. We have to understand that we are to trust God, not man, not the things of this world. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. We need to understand who provides. And we realize 1 John 5, verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We are to trust in God's power. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. And if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire of the furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Even if it means they're going to die, they're going to be delivered from Nebuchadnezzar's hand. And there is only one God. If that is the case, our God whom we are able to serve is able to deliver us. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. There is only one God, and we are to worship him, not other gods. And so, even if God would not have saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery furnace, the lesson of this text would not change. We are not to serve other gods. There is only one God. Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him, Job says. And so we need to profess our faith even in danger, and God saves.
steadfast against the world will anger them. Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, we read verse 19, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated, and he commanded certain men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. They're going to be angry. John 16, verse 2, Jesus said, "They will put you out of synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think they offers God a service." And this is very true, sadly, in our world today. And yet they are only hurting themselves. Notice, Nebuchadnezzar sends men of valor from his army to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the burning fiery furnace. And what happens to these men? They were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These who were men of valor in Nebuchadnezzar's army are killed because of the anger of Nebuchadnezzar. "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." They're storing up treasures for themselves in hell when they fight against God and against his people. They're heaping up coals of fire on their own head. Psalm 34, verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." God protects us. We need not fear. And Christ saves. We remember this. We see this so fully here that when they put these three men into the midst of the burning fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar rose and was astonished. He answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire." The fire killed the mighty men. And yet we see here a theophany, Christ before the incarnation here in this furnace with his people, saving them from the danger of the burning fiery furnace. And yet then at the end here, God's name is praised through the obstinance, as it were, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar becomes amazed at the power and the work of God. God's work of salvation, we must understand, is far more amazing than just being saved out of the fire. The rich man and Lazarus, God said, though one rise from the dead, they will not believe. And we need to understand then, just amazement at God's work isn't enough. We need to truly believe on Jesus Christ. And so Nebuchadnezzar was amazed, but he was not ready to worship. He said, "Don't speak evil of this God," but he is not broken by the truth of who God truly is. And that's what we see, the Lord willing, in next week's sermon. The thanksgiving which Nebuchadnezzar brings then, having been broken by God. Whoever he falls on, he will crush to pieces, but whoever falls on him will be broken. And so we must worship. That is the final conclusion of this passage. God has given to us so much. He has given to us not only on this earth gifts, but eternal life. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we see, are promoted here in the province of Babylon. There is no other God who can deliver like this is Nebuchadnezzar's notice. And yet, we look at this power of God, and we are to be driven to our knees at the power and the grace of God saving sinners, even as we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they are doing that which is right and standing up to the one most powerful men in the history of the world. And yet, they stand before him without fear to worship the one true God who has revealed himself in the Bible. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Start the Week this morning. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. We have begun worship services in Dickinson. My colleague, Reverend Dale Clark, is pastoring a chapel of Salem Reformed Church, First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. They are meeting at the Dickinson Holiday Inn Express at 2 p.m. Sundays for worship. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too or far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Golden Valley, Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be happy to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.